My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He's a former judge in the state of Texas, and he is a member of the House Judiciary Committee. We want to get his thoughts over the next few minutes on the state of the immigration debate in the House. Of course, the Senate passed the Gang of Eight bill a number of weeks ago, and now there's a lot of speculation as to what the strategy will be for Republican leaders coming back from the summer recess, which most members have already headed off on, but the congressman joins us before he leaves town. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, sure, and I can't wait to get back to East Texas so I can be amongst and hear from the folks there, but it is a time of frustration here. With regard to immigration, the strategy of our leadership has not been a good strategy. I have a resolution, and it's what we should pass, and it basically says until this administration secures the border, not closes it, but secures it so only people come in lawfully, then we're not taking up an immigration bill. And under the resolution, that would have to be confirmed not by the Department of Homeland Security, which is already ready to say, oh, yeah, they're right at 90% when they're not even 20, but it would have to be confirmed by the border states. Once the border states confirm that the border's secure, then we could go ahead and do an immigration bill. I guarantee you we could get one passed very, very quickly, deal with all the issues, but I don't think we ought to be doing anything until we get the border secured.
Well, let's talk about some of the statements being made by key players in this debate. First of all, a story in National Journal a couple of days ago talking about how Speaker Boehner initially wanted to have a vote on a final immigration bill before the summer recess, then decided, since it wasn't looking like that was going to happen, that the term is slow-walk the bill and bring it up after recess, hoping that it doesn't become a contentious issue at the town hall meetings and therefore folks who vote for it wouldn't face a major backlash. First of all, do you think that is his strategy? And secondly, what do you make of it if it is?
Well, I mean, I've read and heard the same things up here in Washington that's what they want to try to do. But it looks like if they were to do that, they would be violating the Speaker's absolute promise that he would not bring a bill to the floor that didn't have support of the majority of the Republican Party. And I know there are groups that are well-funded, that are extremely well-funded, that are going to make sure that they fuss and demand that we allow people to come out of the shadows. Well, there was a little protest up here by people demanding that people illegally here all be given citizenship. And so best I could tell, they were all in the sunlight. I didn't see any of them in the shadows or the shade. They were all out there in the street, sidewalk. I don't know why people keep saying they're in the shadows. They're out there marching. We know that a lot of folks that were illegally here were in the Senate gallery when they passed their bill. So I think it's time we finally did the right thing and stood up to this administration. The prior administration really didn't do much better on border security. But say, look, we love Hispanics. We love it. All immigrants coming in that really care about helping themselves and helping this country. But you got to come in legally. So secure the border. And once that's secured, then we can get on and get a comprehensive bill done as we need to.
Congressman Paul Ryan, the chairman of the Budget Committee, is also a strong supporter of pretty much what we saw come out of the Senate. He probably would break it into smaller pieces, as he said at a town hall meeting this week. He doesn't want to see one massive comprehensive bill. But one of the questioners at his town hall doesn't like the Hastert rule and was trying to pressure Congressman Ryan on that. And his response was, bringing these bills to the floor, we'll find out. It's not, they don't come to the floor unless we have a majority of the majority, because we don't know if we have a majority until we vote on it. So is there a good comprehensive understanding within the Republican conference about what the Hastert bill is and what it isn't?
Well, it doesn't sound like it's being understood equally by everybody. But, you know, Paul's a brilliant guy, and he is a great guy, and they've got a wonderful family, but sometimes you have very strong disagreements. He and I were on extreme opposite ends back in September, October of 2008, when he was the most adamant Republican supporting the Wall Street bailout, and I was on the far other end that there are some good common sense free market solutions without given one bozo from Goldman Sachs $700 billion to go spend like he wanted to. And I think there are better solutions here than what they're talking about. But the whole thing I keep coming back to, Greg, there's no sense talking about legalization of anybody until you control your own border, because you're inviting people to do exactly what they're doing, and that is come in numbers 3 to 5 times more, according to Border Patrolmen we talked to, than they were before. Secure the border and quit talking about legal status until it's secure. Then we'll get this stuff worked out.
Your position, of course, is secure the border first, as you've explained a couple of times, and then we'll worry about some of the other things that need to be addressed. There was obviously the major border security amendment to the Senate bill, which I know certainly didn't make it good enough to be something that you would support. But even as the House debates what to do about this, you had John McCain this week saying that he's ready to wean that down. Certainly the number of boots on the ground on the border, if there is a House bill and this ultimately goes to conference. So what does that tell you about where this is headed?
Well, bless his heart. He went through a lot as a POW in Vietnam, and my hat's off to him for that. But bless his heart, he just doesn't get it. When you keep trying to do a bill that deals with people illegally in the country and you still haven't secured the border, then there's no use having a bill. And the president has the money, he's got the manpower, he's got the ability, just like Woodrow Wilson did when he completely secured the border back around 1916 or so. You know, he could do it if he wants to, and we don't need to have the administration and people like Senator McCain saying, okay, we'll put this in the bill and allow him to extort legalization for people that are illegally here, or citizenship for people that are illegally here, in return for him finally doing the job that he has sworn to do. What you do is you can't trust that. We've already seen that over and over. And so you just say, hey, secure the border. We're not taking up your bill or any bill until the border is secure. Then we'll get it done very quickly. So it's up to you how quickly we go. As soon as you do your job, instead of using the threat of continuing not to do your job to extort some kind of massive Democratic supplement for future elections.
Congressman, how big of an issue do you think this will be at the town hall meetings across the country this year, and how big of an issue do you hope it'll be?
Well, I think it'll be somewhat big, but mostly what we're hearing from is not immigration the number one issue. They want the border secured, but they want tax reform like we've promised for years. Let's go to a flat tax. Let's throw out the IRS. Let's get rid of them. And Arthur Laffer has a brilliant idea where you can get rid of the IRS and have a flat tax and just have a small auditing agency, about just a tiny fraction of what the IRS has. So there's some great ideas. People want to know what happened at Benghazi. People don't want their government doing any more spying than they are. And those are the issues that I'm hearing more from, except for those that are getting paid to make a big deal out of trying to legalize people that are illegally here.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He is a former judge in the state of Texas, member of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.